Snyder will bring it over the timeline for the Raiders. Snyder into the lane. Stops, bobbles it, gets it back. Out top, Halkey. Three-point attempt. Came up short, no good. Long rebound. Halkey saves it. But into the hands of Heffler. And now a walk on Heffler. She tried to push it up court. What a great hustle play by Miley Halkey as she was going straight into the Marathon bench but saved it. And now a timeout on the floor. Timeout brought to you by Marathon Part City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. 40-18 McDonald, 10:36 to go in the game. This is Marathon High School Girls Playoff Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
County Materials has been a trusted industry resource and a leading manufacturer for concrete construction and landscape products since 1946. Our success wouldn't be possible without our dedicated and hardworking team members. We recently celebrated Team Member Appreciation Week to recognize our people and their contributions to the company. County Materials proudly invests in our team members through skills training, career growth, and relocation opportunities, and competitive wages. Join our team by visiting work@county.com.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
And Chad Holmes back at McDonald Central Catholic High School in Chippewa Falls. 10 minutes and 36 seconds to go in the second half. McDonald leads Marathon 40-18. Red Raiders have the basketball. Over the timeline comes Caitlin Love, hits the cutter, Halkey. Halkey lays it up and in. She's pushed from behind, so a chance for a three-point play. 6 points now for Miley Halkey. Nice design coming out of the timeout from Jeff Schneider. Foul is the fourth of the evening on Ann Sigenthaler for McDonald. Miley Halkey. Free throw is off the mark. Rebound is grabbed, however, by Pashek. Gets it back to Caitlin Love. Then the pass tipped away. Ruff. Ruff will chase it down. Ruff bobbles it. Gets it back in the right corner. 40-20 now the score, 10:15 to go. Out top with it is Riley Christensen. Right-hand side, Aaron Sigenthaler. Sigenthaler stops near the right elbow. Now stops, needs some help. Gets it over to Ann Sigenthaler. Sigenthaler gives it off to Riley Christensen. Christensen looked inside, tipped away out of bounds. Emma Love back in for the Red Raiders. McDonald inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Looking is Christensen. Finally gets it in left wing side, Sigenthaler. Aaron Sigenthaler. Right in her grill, Macy Mishka. Boy, that Mishka really is a tough defender on the left-hand side. With it is Tessa Rozowski. Rozowski to the free throw line. With it is Ruff. Knocked away. Picked up by Maven Schneider. Schneider into the forecourt. Right-hand side, Macy Mishka out top. Taken there by Pashek. Pashek moves her right wing side to Mishka. Mishka back out top, Caitlin Love. Left-hand side, Emma Love. Thought about the three, does not pull the trigger. Macy Mishka out top. Mishka backside, Emma Love. Emma 20 feet from the basket. Between the circles, right wing side, Caitlin Love. Looks down low. With it is Pashek. Turns, fires, misses from 4 feet away. And the rebound cleared by Claire Ruff for McDonald. Back up court comes Ruff. Ruff into the right corner. Three-point jumper no good by Tessa Rozowski. But a whistle in the battle for the board. And a foul coming up on Marathon. Macy Mishko trying to get some position down low. Call for the foul. Second on the Marathon sophomore. Looking to inbound is Aaron Sigenthaler. Taken out top. Now a penetration move. Move down the right-hand side. With it is Claire Ruff. Right corner. Three-pointer for Christensen is an air ball. Rebounds grabbed by Schneider. Back up court come the Raiders. Long pass ahead. Pacheco and could not grab it under the basket. Off her fingers and out of bounds. Four substitutes now. Hackathon back in. Miley Halkey back in. Caden Sapinski back in. And Kyla Heise checking back in for the Raiders. Emma Love, the only one, stays out on the court now for the Marathon Red Raiders. Back up court now comes the McDonald Max with it out top. Emily Hartman moves it left wing side. Taken there by Aaron Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler looks inside, now moved right wing side. Hartman, she'll try a three-pointer, no good. And the rebound is grabbed by Miley Halkey. Back up court now come the Red Raiders. Just left at the top of the key. Chenping Pakatong posting up. Halkey. Oh, and she'll be fouled hard down low in the act of shooting. Free throws coming up for the Raiders. So more free throws for Marathon again. That's one thing Marathon has done pretty well so far tonight. As the first free throw rolls around and drops in. Six and a half, seven in the game here for Miley Halkey. Second free throw rattles in and out, back in again. Two for two trip for Miley Halkey. And the Raiders on a bit of a run, 6-0 run, 40-22. 8:03 to go in the game. Back into the front court come the Max, left-hand side, that's Christensen. Gets it out top to Aaron Siegenthaler. 28 feet from the basket, moves it right, Chloe Flanagan. Back on the left wing side, Christensen. Now baseline move, going to the basket, Ruff, a little underhand, no good. Put back, no good by Kendall Heffler, and the rebound to Miley Halkey, and Miley will be fouled. Been a long offensive drought here for McDonald. They've been stuck on 40 for a long time. The issue for Marathon tonight has not been the defense. I think the main problem for Marathon has been the turnovers. A tough defense by McDonald. Marathon trailing 40-22, 7:35 to go. Caden Sapinski, but this Marathon team really digging here in the second half. Right-hand side, Emma Love, double-team action. Gets it down low. Heise underneath. Heise stripped. Ball is picked off. Back with it is Ruff. Ruff gets it at Siegenthaler. Back to Ruff. Oh, and a great hustle play by Kyla Heise from behind. Take away a layup. And again, that's one thing this team just does. They hustle, and they are hustling here tonight. Inbounded on the baseline, McDonald. Siegenthaler, right-hand side. Ruff penetrates to the basket. Little floater, no good. Still stuck on 40 is McDonald. Rebounds grabbed by Emma Love. Pass ahead, Sapinski dribbles near the timeline. Moves it left, Pakatong. Left corner, Heise, 21 feet from the basket. On the wing, Pakatong. Has it stripped and stolen by Christensen. Gets it ahead to Ruff. Ruff drops it down low, tipped into the hands of Miley Halkey. Halkey doubled, now dribbles out of trouble. Miley Halkey will bring it up court. Halkey crossing the timeline. Halkey getting bumped a couple of times, but no whistle. Pass on the right wing. Sapinski, good pass to Emma Love, who lays it up and in. Threading a needle that time was Caden Sapinski. Emma Love now with 9 points, 40-24. 16-point game, 8 points in a row here for Marathon, 6:25 to go. Aaron Siegenthaler moves it right. With it is Riley Christensen. Now moved left corner. Three-point attempt is good. That was Aaron Siegenthaler, her second triple. She has 10 points. 43-24, 6:05 left. Heise on the right-hand side. Drops it down low towards Emma Love. Tipped away. Pakatong will dig it out, and she will be fouled before the shot. So now the Raiders will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Three substitutes, Macy Mishka, Maven Schneider, and Caitlin Love all in for Marathon. 5:58 on the clock. 43-24, Max with the lead. Raiders will inbound. Macy Mishka out top. Mishka dribbles. Mishka on the right wing side. Mishka needs some help. Moves it left. Emma Love. Love, 21 feet from the basket. Love gets it off out top. With it is Miley Hulke. Now Maven Schneider. Schneider near the top of the key. Left wing side, Mishka. Back out top, Caitlin Love. Caitlin left open for a three. No good. Long rebound. Chased down on the near side by Chloe Flanagan. Her pass picked off. Grabbing it is Miley Hulke. Hulke gets it ahead now to Schneider. Schneider back into the forecourt. Schneider moves it right-hand side to Caitlin Love. Now with it is Hulke, left wing. Hulke, bounce pass inside. Emma Love. Emma up with the right hand. No good from five. Rebound is grabbed by Lauren Buescher. Gets it ahead to the timeline. Grabbed by Aaron Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler into the forecourt. Right wing side. With it is Emily Hartman. Back out top, Siegenthaler. Moves it left over to Ann Siegenthaler. 5 minutes even to go. 43-24 McDonald. 30 feet from the basket, Siegenthaler. Gets it over to Emily Siegenthaler. Right wing Hartman. She'll try a three. No good. Rebound fought for. Dug out by Hartman. It was tipped back to the shooter. And now left-hand side, Aaron Siegenthaler. Hartman. And now a foul will be called as knocking it away for the Raiders. I'm trying to see again. Right behind the student section of the Max is the inbounds play from the player who knocked it away for Marathon. Completely obstructed, and that was Maven Schneider. And that is team foul number 7 on the Max, and a 1-1 for Maven Schneider. Fourth foul on Emily Hartman, and now Maven Schneider at the stripe for the Raiders. Free throw is too strong, no good. Miley Hulke grabbing the board and a tie-up. Arrow points towards McDonald. So the ball will stay with the Raiders. They will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Schneider, it's a great look to Love who lays it up and in. That's Emma Love. Nice inbounds play. Double digits now for Emma Love. 11 points, 43-26, 4.5 minutes to go. Into the forward court, Aaron Siegenthaler. Moves it right-hand side to Ann Siegenthaler. And a timeout call by McDonald. 4:22 to go. 43-26 McDonald. Timeout brought to you by Marathon Park City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Back in a moment. This is Marathon Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
Park City.
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Park City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get check engine light help from Park City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Park City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Park City.
Minutes and 22 seconds to go in the second half. 43-26. McDonald with the lead over Marathon. Maxwell inbound. Right hand side. Looking baseline is rough. Rough down low and knocked away by Maven Schneider. So impressed with the defense tonight for Marathon. Obviously as well for McDonald. But this game could have easily got away because the Raiders have struggled a bit with turnovers. But the defense has really been able to keep Marathon, maybe not what you call right in the grill of the Max, but able to keep this in a very respectable way here in the second half. Early in the half, it looked like this one was going to get broken open, but Marathon, as I said earlier, they were saying to each other as they hit the court, leave it on the court, and they have done that. Running layup, no good by Heffler. Rebound grabbed by the Raiders. Macy Mishka makes a nice little move. Mishka had it knocked away. Dug out by Heffler, gets it ahead. Ann Siegenthaler goes to the hole, lays it up and in. Turnover, transition, basket for McDonald. 45-26, 3:40 to go. Into the forward court, Caitlin Love. Macy Mishka left wing. Macy looks down low. With it is Miley Halkey, who turns and fires from 10 feet away and hits it. 10 points for Miley Halkey, 45-28. Into the forward court, Siegenthaler gets it to Siegenthaler. Aaron to Ann. Back out top, taken by Chloe Flanagan. Swings it left, Aaron Siegenthaler, 30 feet from the basket. Pass is tipped, ball is loose, but dug out on the near sideline by McDonald. Back into the right corner, and Siegenthaler. Now Aaron Siegenthaler, right wing three, no good. Rebound grabbed, put back, no good by Aaron Siegenthaler. This time the rebound, Miley Halkey. Back up court come the Raiders. With it is Schneider on the left wing. Schneider turns the corner. Schneider under the basket, and she'll be fouled, and she will head to the free throw line. 2:49 on the clock. 45-28 McDonald. Sophomore Maven Schneider. Another one of the players that, one of the younger players. Again, this mix of seniors and younger players that has led Marathon to such an improvement this season on the girls' hardwood. And the free throw is good. First point of the evening for Maven Schneider. Again, a lot of loss for Marathon, but also I think a lot of returning talent as well, because Coach Schneider has gone so deep into his team this year. So it's a case you lose a number of players, but it doesn't mean you lose everybody. Second free throw, too strong, no good. 45-29. Back up court comes McDonald. Ooh, maybe a walk got away with by Aaron Siegenthaler, but moves it right-hand side to Ann Siegenthaler. Now Aaron into the lane. Kicks it to Ann, right wing side, 23 feet from the basket. Holds it as willing to milk a little clock right now is McDonald. Moved on the near side, Claire Ruff. Ruff, 30 feet from the basket. Now Ruff gets it back, Ruff to the hole, Ruff will be fouled, and she will head to the line. Only the third team foul on Marathon. That's really pretty impressive, because it's not a case of Marathon playing a soft defense. They've been intense defensively, but have not been committing a lot of fouls. Been a big night for Claire Ruff. She has 6.5, 19 in the game. Free throw is strong, no good. One more to come. Marathon students still letting their voices be heard. And the second free throw is good. 46-29, 2:18 to go. Into the forward court come the Raiders. Left-hand side, Miley Halkey. Miley looks baseline. Miley still has it, gets it out top. Caitlin Love. Right-hand side, Macy Mishka, open for a three. Off the front iron, no good. Rebound tipped by Schneider to Emma Love. And then she is stripped by Ruff. Boy, Ruff has been the player tonight for McDonald. Ruff gets it ahead. Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan back to Claire Ruff. Center circle. 1:50 on the clock. 46-29 max. Left-hand side Flanagan. Inner grill again is Macy Mishka. Now left wing. Jumper by Kendall Heffler is good from 17 feet away. 48-29. Minute 35 to go. Back up court now. Comes the Raiders. Inside to Miley Halkey down the right-hand side of the lane. And she'll be hacked in the act and get an opportunity at the line. Well, if this is the last night of the season for the Raiders. Again, such a big turnaround. They only had 7 wins last year. To have a double-digit increase in wins in 1 year, very, very impressive for the coaches, the players, and everybody involved with this Marathon program. As the free throw is good for Miley Halkey. She is a player that's coming back. Halkey back. Emma Love back. But the seniors, Addie Molepsky, coming into the game right now. Also, Katie LeBlanc, another senior, coming into the game. Katie Cliver, a senior, comes into the game. Junior Maya Buchberger comes in. But you look at this senior class for the Raiders. A lot to be proud of. Big turnaround this year, building some foundation. Second free throw is no good. Rebound is grabbed on the near side by Halkey. Halkey baseline to the basket, lays it up and in. And a timeout, and Miley Halkey will take a break. I shouldn't say take a break, come out of the game, as coming in for the Raiders is Isabella Varden, another of the seniors. Timeout brought to you by Marathon Park City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. 48-32, the lead for McDonald. Again, let's read off all the names of these seniors for the Marathon Red Raiders. Addy Molepsky, Katie LeBlanc, Caden Sapinski, Danica Pasha, Katie Kleiber, Kyla Heise, Chen Ping Pankaton, Isabella Varden. Really good group of seniors. Eight seniors. I mean, man, oh man, that's a lot of seniors. And again, for Marathon, the mixture of the seniors and the mixture of the underclassmen was a really good recipe this year for the Marathon High School girls basketball team. McDonald, they look to be heading to the sectionals. Thursday night, sectional semifinals in girls basketball throughout the state in all five divisions. Then the sectional finals next Saturday afternoon in most areas. Riley Christensen will bring it over the timeline. Of course, we'll take a look at the Marathon boys basketball team. What a nice win to wrap up the regular season for the Marathon boys on Thursday night, winning at Auburndale. That's a great way to try to set things up to try to repeat as section champions. Right-hand corner, no good on the three for Kendall Heffler. Fight for the loose basketball and a tie-up with the arrow pointing towards McDonald. But Marathon on the boys' side this year, they had double-digit games that basically were one-possession games. They had the double overtime win in the final week of the regular season against Edgar and then added the road win over Auburndale as well. Lauren Misfeldt gets it out top now for the Max. Tessa Rosowski, 50 seconds to go. Riley Christensen near the top of the key, slightly right. Who's at right wing side? Kendall Heffler goes baseline to the basket. Running layup is no good. Rebound is grabbed by the Raiders. Maya Buchberger gets it ahead. Into the front court, Katie LeBlanc. Top of the key, Molepsky. Molepsky penetrates. Molepsky stops and then lost her balance and throws it away. 25 seconds to go. Max into the front court. Riley Christensen. Christensen near the top of the key. Moved into the left corner. With it is Kendall Heffler. A lot of seniors to be thanked here as the Marathon students put their hands together as the final seconds being dribbled out by the Max. 48-32 tonight. Marathon sees their season come to an end in Chippewa Falls. Fans on both sides able to get up and show their appreciation to their teams. Coming up, we will have our post-game show. And we will wrap up the scoring and wrap up this season for the Marathon High School girls basketball team. 48-32. Max over the Red Raiders. This is Marathon High School girls basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you wanted. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
When you bank with People's State Bank, you're never alone when it comes to your finances. In fact, in a recent survey, customers said our bankers were helpful, flexible, and willing to work with their situation more than any other response. So if you're going it alone with your bank, we invite you to join our community and experience what it's like with People's State Bank on your side. Visit us at bankpeoples.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are four reasons to see Four Seasons screen printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number four to see Four Seasons screen printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons screen printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number 4seasonsprint@gmail.com. At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
Take a look at the numbers brought to you by the Marathon Athletic Club, supporting Marathon student athletes and their activities. For Marathon, two players in double figures tonight. Miley Halkey finishes with 13 points. She had a three-point field goal, three two-pointers, and three out of six at the free throw line. 11 points for Emma Love, five baskets and one for two at the stripe. 3 points for Macy Mishka, one basket and one for four at the free throw line. 2 points on one basket for Caitlin Love. Kaden Sapinski had 2 points, two for two at the free throw line. 1 point scored by Maven Schneider. She was one out of three at the stripe. 1 3-pointer, 10 2-pointers, and the Raiders struggled at the free throw line tonight. Let me double-check my numbers here. 10. Okay. 8 of 20 at the free throw line for Marathon. Again, when you come on the road, underdog, got to take advantage of at the stripe, and they were not able to do that. And also, the turnovers were also one of the big issues here tonight for Marathon. But one issue for Marathon that was not there was the effort. This team, as I said earlier, I arrived a little bit late after doing the hockey game in Menominee, And I was walking through the doors just as the marathon team was getting set to take the court for their warm-up, and I heard a couple of the girls saying, leave it all out on the court. And that's exactly what they did here tonight. They played exceptionally hard, really good defense here tonight. They played winning defense, but 32 points just not going to cut it as they fall 48-32. For McDonald, they got 20 points from Claire Ruff, 7 2-pointers, a 3-pointer, and 3 out of 6 at the free throw line. 10 points for Erin Sigenthaler. She had 2 3-pointers, a 2-pointer, and 2 for 4 at the free throw line. 8 points for Kendall Heffler, 4 baskets. 6 points for Ann Sigenthaler, 3 baskets and 0 for 1 at the stripe. 1 basket for 2 points for Emily Bremnes, and Jasmine Gerber had 1 basket for 2 points. 3 3-pointers, 15 2-pointers, and 5 out of 11 at the free throw line tonight for the McDonald Max. Well, this year, the Marathon Red Raiders finished with 19 wins and 7 losses. A year ago, it was the reverse. They had 7 wins and 19 losses. So when you reverse the numbers like that, that is exceptionally impressive. Again, going from 7-19 to 19-7, really, really big improvement, a 12-win improvement this season for the Marathon Red Raiders. Was just going to wait to see. I don't think, because I didn't really have a chance to talk very much with Coach Snyder because I arrived so late here, but I don't think we're going to get a chance to talk to the coach. And there's a number of emotional players out there, and I see a few that, especially the seniors, when you see the end of your high school basketball career, and again, really, you know, you put so much into it, so much time, so much real effort into it, and always tough to end, no matter where it may be, whether it's in the regionals, in the sectionals, or at the state tournament. Team is coming out, and again, after the coach, and I don't think many of these girls are not having tears in their eyes, and I think that says a lot for this group. You don't cry, and you don't feel sad that it's over unless it was really good while it was happening. So in the end, the Marathon Red Raiders, nothing to hang their heads about. Faced a good team here on the road and fall 48-32, but finished 19-7 on the season. Hey, keep an eye, because our schedule is kind of in flux as we continue, but keep an eye at WXCO.FM for our upcoming high school sports broadcast schedule. So that will be up at WXCO.FM as we continue with hockey and girls and hockey and boys basketball coverage in the next week or so. But here tonight, 48-32, McDonald over Marathon. Thanks for joining us, and thanks to our sponsors for their help as well. This is Marathon High School Girls Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
This has been Marathon High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Marathon Sports has been brought to you by County Materials, Marathon Part City, Marathon Cheese, The Dirks Group, Brickner's of Little Chicago, The People's State Bank, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. Thanks for joining us for Marathon High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Fields haven't changed since I was just a kid. It's where we played baseball and I had my first kiss. Change is overrated, there's so much that I would miss when you live amidst memories like this. The sky is colored by the dancing northern lights. billion stars can light up even the darkest Midwest night. Looking up with friends, drinking a six-pack of beer. We wonder what is going on up there. And it's not fancy, it's not fake, and it's give and it's not take. It's a place where everybody knows your name. And there's no stoplights, there's no crime. Three bars to drink on a Friday night. Well, it's growing old with the people that you know. No, it ain't for everyone, but for me it's home. We know each other by the car that we drive. Going nowhere fast, down every road on a tank of gas. No reason to lock our doors, no reason to look for more. If you got a question, that's what the Bible's for. And it's not fancy, it's not fake, and it's give and it's not take. It's a place where everybody knows your name. And there's no stoplights, there's no crime. Three bars to drink on a Friday night. Well, it's growing old with the people that you know. No, it ain't for everyone, but for me it's home. You can take your city lights, your concrete jungle paradise. You can look down at your patch of grass from your overpriced high rise. I'll be skipping those smooth stones with the ones that I know. No, it ain't for everyone. No, it ain't for everyone. For me, it's home.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Laura Swasco and her song, Home. Jimmy Kay and Rocker hanging out with you on a Saturday night, Wisconsin. Happy to have you along across the Civic Media Radio Network. If you missed any part of the show or you want to hear it again, we'll do it again tomorrow night, 6 to midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network. Otherwise, you can grab the podcast on the Max Inc. page at civicmedia.us.
Jimmy, Washington Island is home to the Albatross Drive-In, which is the best burger in Door County, by the way. The Albatross is where Laura Swasco spends summers running the seasonal restaurant owned by her family since 1977. And since 2010, Laura has been spending winters in Nashville writing, recording, and performing music. But the path hasn't been easy. At 21 years old, Laura was diagnosed with vocal cord paralysis, and she was told she would never be able to sing again. And determined to prove doctors wrong, Laura Swasco is releasing her first full-length album in April. On the phone with us tonight from Nashville, Tennessee, is Laura Swasco. Laura, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And I want to kind of jump in here. I got to find out about this. I love hamburgers. So tell us what makes the Albatross hamburger in Door County the best.
I think it's the best just because all our ingredients are fresh, never frozen. So that meat is as fresh as it can be, and they are hand-formed patties. And I can't tell you much else because it's a secret. But I think that's what makes it the best. And we always say we put extra TLC into it. So that's tender loving care. So you might wait a little bit longer, but it's all made to order. So on the standard burger, ketchup, pickle, onion, lettuce, tomato, but whatever you want.
I love it. I love the fact that it's a patty handmade and with the extra love with the pats making the patty. Quality, but I love it.
I guarantee if you go into the internet and you look up their burger, there's a picture of it. It looks fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Did you get to see? You just go to albatrossdrivein.com and I put some photos up there. So, yeah, you can see our signature burger is the Albie burger with Swiss and bacon. And that might not sound too crazy, but back in 1977, that was. My mom said nobody put bacon on a burger.
Where do you get your beef?
We get our beef from one of our suppliers, Sysco, but we also had a local company. So now our business has become so big, we have to try and keep up.
Right.
Wow. Now,
it's been a while. We're going to be approaching 50 years in 1 year. So it's going to be exciting. Thank you for mentioning it.
Congratulations.
I'm going to have to go up there next time I'm in Door County.
We'll have to tell Schwabo about
it.
Well, Laura, how did you get started playing music? And tell us a little bit about your backstory.
Mm-hmm, yeah, of course. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. And I started, I grew up in Chicago, Illinois. So we spent summers in Wisconsin. I have spent every summer of my entire life on Washington Island. So I really don't know what humidity is. So I'm very grateful for that. But music-wise, my dad bought my mother a piano before I was born, and she learned to play a little bit, but heart and soul is all she can remember, but she plays it great. So I was begging for piano lessons when I was about 6 years old. So wow. I just was drawn to the piano. So I could play piano and had lots of training and instructors, but I could never project my voice to sing, and I never knew why. It wasn't until I was 21, after many, many doctor's appointments and tests, they said, yep, one of your vocal cords is paralyzed. And I'm like, well, what does this mean? So they said, you can have the surgery so your voice will be louder. It's not as breathy as it used to be, but you're not going to sing. So I said, okay, just do it anyway. So they moved the paralyzed vocal cord in closer to the functioning one. He said it's like when you like do that to a balloon, it'll kind of make more sound. So anyway, I did that, and he said, I've never seen a patient more excited to have surgery in my life. So I had to kind of learn how to talk first. And
Were you already like a singer singing when you got that diagnosis? So this,
no, I was not.
So this this was something that you pursued afterwards.
Yeah. So yes, I was. This was after my surgery, I started to sing, and I was just so drawn to various artists like Ani DeFranco, Indigo Girls, and I'm like, yes. So I taught myself the guitar, taught myself how to sing, and the rest is history.
Wow. Did that become part of your rehab then?
I think so. Yeah, definitely. It was frustrating at first because, you know, I wanted to belt it out, but I'm now very grateful for it. I love a voice with texture in it, so I'm grateful for what I have.
What kind of limitations does that give you now with your singing career and writing and stuff?
Regarding singing, not much. My range isn't too high. I mean, it's not like I can hit like a high D, but
who can?
So range is who can? Adele, but yeah. No, I mean, I don't have that. I'm not a Celine Dion, but that's okay. Other than that, I definitely need amplification. So if you said, you know, just come to my house and play, yeah, you could hear me, but I would prefer some sort of, you know, amplification. But that's about it. In terms of everyday life, if it's a really loud, crowded area, it would be hard for me to be heard. But other than that, I don't think you would know.
Do you have to do exercises? Like a lot of vocalists will do like run through the chords or the notes, singing, exercising your voice. Do you do a lot of that?
Yeah. Not a lot. I mean, I guess maybe I should do more, but I'm kind of lazy there. I just like to sing the song. And before a show, there's just certain things I think all singers should take note of, like don't eat dairy. This is stuff I used to do in my 20s. So don't drink alcohol. Don't drink anything cold. I won't tell you what I did before other shows. I'd have like a giant glass of red wine on ice, and now I drink my room temperature water. So, I'm pretty boring now.
I learned about 45 minutes ago I shouldn't eat a Hershey's chocolate before talking. That just does not work out at all.
Now, tell us about deciding to move to Nashville, Tennessee. That's a big difference from Washington Island, Door County.
It is, but I'm going to kind of confuse you a little bit more. I went to school at Arizona State University.
Yeah.
So then islands, summers on the island and then go to ASU, Arizona State. And then when I graduated, I just loved Arizona so much. I stayed there in the winters, and they had an incredible little community of songwriters. So that's where I was for a lot of the time. So I did release four albums there. Actually, five, sorry. So this will actually be my sixth full-length album.
Wow.
And but you... my second in Nashville. So why did I move to Nashville?
Yes.
Just for the songwriting. I just thought there was a glass ceiling of sorts where I could get paid to play, which is amazing. But, you know, then what? Who's going to discover me? How are my songs going to be more? So I thought, where should I move? And I thought, Nashville. It's in the Midwest. It is Music City. My songs are more Americana, but I thought I could make it work.
What's the business aspect like for you in Nashville? We've had several artists who are from Nashville, from the Wisconsin area, yeah. And they've all had different stories, both success and some failures along the way down in Nashville. How is it working out for you?
Well, I agree with those artists. It's very difficult because we all are, well, I am a small fish in a big pond. So although the artists here make you better because they're that good, so I think my songwriting is better for it. It is very hard to be heard. So I'll say that much. And that can be very frustrating. And sometimes I can't even take it personally because they didn't even hear a note before they ignored me. So right. Just in terms of industry professionals. So I would say that's the hardest part.
Have you had a chance to network with anybody in particular that you're really excited about?
In terms of artists, just the people on the record, like Soraya Campbell, she's so talented. Her songs are beautiful and her voice, but her husband wrote, maybe it was Memphis, Pam Tillis covered. So, I mean, I am in a great network of people, and I love the engineer, Vaughn Lofsted, who recorded my album. So something new about this album, though, is that I have steel guitar for the first time and banjo. So that was awesome. It really brought it to life.
That's a great mix. I love the banjo. I love the steel guitar.
Oh, now, I know. And I'm like, I never did that before. And it just adds something to it.
Well, tell us about your new album, Not What I Do. It's your, you said it's your sixth full-length album.
Yes.
How satisfied will you be to get that out on the street?
Oh, I'm so excited. There's so much behind-the-scenes work that goes into it. So it's like, oh, it's like giving birth, although I've never done that. But how I can imagine. So April 18th is the birth date, and I'm very excited. I had a lot of backers for this album, so I'm going to be sending theirs out in March. And it was a community effort and a lot of love from all my Wisconsin friends and family.
And
so
I'm
excited.
And now you write the lyrics and the music, and a lot of times down there in Nashville, it's, you know, teamwork. So tell us about your songwriting process.
Yeah, you are correct. The average song is written by three artists, and though I do love to co-write, and I have everything on this album and my 2019 release, The Songwriters, yeah, that was all solo write as well. So what I do is I used to just write it all on a piece of paper, like old school, and now I usually start with the lyrics, but now it's all in my phone because if it's late at night, you know, I could see it and I could enter something and it's like a puzzle.
Yeah.
I didn't write the song Home that you just played because I think it was 2020 during COVID. So I wrote it then. And I always wanted to write a song about Wisconsin and the island, but it was on my bucket list. So when the world shut down, I'm like, why not now? And it just reminded me, you know, how much I love the island and how special Wisconsin is. So I can scratch that off my bucket list. It was a single, and now it will be on this album coming up.
Wow. It was really good. How can people...
And what's funny...
Yes.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I want to hear what was funny.
I was just going to say, although piano is my first instrument, I would say I write 95% of my songs on the guitar because with one vocal cord, I just think it's easier to hear myself when I'm writing them, and it's just a more gentle instrument. So that's all I was going to add to that.
Awesome. How can people keep up with Laura Swasco online?
Well, you're going to have to learn to spell my last name.
Yeah.
And you can see everything.
Okay.
So that's a challenge.
And that's
so it's Laura.
Yes.
Yep. S-A-W. O-S-K-O. So if you can spell saw and then Osco, Swasco.
Perfect. LauraSwasco.com. Well, Laura, thank you.
Yes, sir. If you are welcome. If you go to that, you can watch videos, hear music, all that good stuff.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us on Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And I thank you for playing my song.
Oh, you're welcome. And sorry, Rocker. Laura, real quick, though, tell us about the song we're about to hear. We're going to play College Days. I suspect this is about ASU, huh?
Yes, it is. And that's going to actually be my first video release this Tuesday, March 4th. So look out for that on YouTube. Just punch in College Days and it should pop up. But yes, this song is so funny. I love tongue-in-cheek lyrics with just dark comedy. And so it's funny. I had to remind my mom. I'm like, yes, I graduated with honors. I had a little bit of fun, though.
A little bit of fun.
So, yes, I love the lyrics in this song.
That's awesome. Laura, thank you so much. It's Laura Swasco. It's College Days. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
College was the best days, went in straight and came out gay. After graduation, had to check into AA. 'Cause we drank like a fish, like a heavy metal band. Then we'd pull in all-nighter to pass that exam. No, we didn't have a clue about what we were gonna do. And I gained my freshman 15 plus 10 pounds. Nobody complained when this flat butt was round. And I lived off of fast food, carbs, and anything fried. When I had the cash, well, it got supersized. There was no eating in when you got a 4-foot fridge. We learned lots in school, just as much on Friday nights. We had a few years to decide what to do with our lives. Before I'm 9 to 5, before those babies cry, we poured another drink and held on tight to those bad decisions. We survived to the best damn 4 years of our life. And I wore my faded blue jeans and barely covered my parts. The only sports I played was beer pong and darts. We'd go out at 10, crash any party with a keg. If we couldn't find love, we'd bake out with a friend. My beer battle scar was that first stretch mark. We learned lots in school, just as much on Friday nights. We had a few years to decide what to do with our lives. Before I'm 9 to 5, before those babies cry, we poured another drink and held on tight to those bad decisions. We survived to the best damn 4 years of our life. And I can't believe that we survived those beer-chugging, broken-hearted best years of our life. Where we learned lots in school, just as much on Friday nights. We had a few years to decide what to do with our lives. Before I'm 9 to 5, before those babies cry, we poured another drink and held on tight to those bad decisions. We survived to the best damn 4 years of our life. Here's to the best damn 4 years of our life.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Laurel Swasco there. And College Days. Thanks to Laura Swasco for joining us this evening from Nashville. We really appreciate that. And if you want to get more information about Laura, just look her up online. Laura Swasco, spell that S-A-W-O-S-K-O. Laura Swasco. Thanks to her for coming on. Hey, coming up, we got a double dip coming up after the news. Two in a row from the Steepwater Band. Plus, next hour, Terry Barr is going to have a chat with Robert J. They're going to be talking about the 10th annual Mama Cares Ball. It's a big how do you do here in Madison happening March 30th at the High Noon Saloon, raising money for the mamas. If you want to get more information about that, you could go to themamas.org, themamas.org, and you could cast your vote for the first round of voting for the Mama Awards. Terry Barr, Robert J. coming up next hour here on Max Inc. Radio. Let's do some Hungry Williams right now. It's Boss Man. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-4444. 800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace, across the street from the White House.
Make Russia pay! Make Russia pay! Make Russia pay!
President Trump and Vice President Vance treated Ukrainian President Zelensky yesterday, or sounding off.
What happened yesterday is not how you treat friends. We need to support Ukraine however we can.
Well, Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says Trump's stance on Ukraine makes her sick to her stomach. CBS's Willie James Inman has more on the fallout from yesterday's meltdown.
In jeopardy, nearly $4 billion worth of new U.S. military aid for Ukraine.
You're gambling with World War III. And what you're doing is very disrespectful to the country, this country.